Wakey, wakey, Mr. Winky.
I'm not even sure we need to wake him. Look at how wide those eyes are. He's definitely having a hard time going down for a slumber.
Aw, poor thing. A restless night and you can't even move now? How horrible for you.
What's that, love? Sorry, you'll have to speak up. Even your mouth refuses to move a muscle.
It sounds to me... Yeah, they want to know if we're their sexy paralysis demon.
Darling, please.
Do we look nightmarish enough to be your demon? That isn't our job at all.
We're only here to mock you while you can't defend yourself.
Besides, the real demon already has her tentacles wrapped around you. Even if you were able to move a muscle, you couldn't. But it looks like you're exactly where you want to be. Possibly.
So, that wasn't a tentacool or something doing that. I was under the impression you were behind that thing, Courtney.
Oh, no, not me. I'm Team Magma anyway, so I stick with fire types. If I were to have one, it'd be my camera up, putting its foot on his chest.
Quite. Either way, they won't be going anywhere anytime soon. We might as well taunt them for the choices they made in their life that brought them here.
Well, I do believe that we have every right to do that much, don't you agree? After all, we were the last things they were jerking off to. It seems like this might be a dream come true.
What a filthy animal you are, love. Just a sick one thinking you even had a chance with either of us. But now here you are, stuck tied down to your bed with a tentacle keeping you from going anywhere. There's nothing you can do about it. As if you want to do anything about it, judging by the way you're eyeballing us.
That's not the only thing getting up! Look, I think that's the only part of his body that he's actually able to move.
Only a half chub. Is that all we're getting out of you, sweetheart? These two lovely ladies, all you give us is a half mass. Come on, stand at full attention for us. It's the least you can do.
Yes, please. Do show us what you're fully capable of when you reach an erection. My heart's fluttering just to see what lengths you can go to in order to show off that full potential.
Maybe it would help you if we show these off. You have been eyeballing us. That's right. Just look at these furry melons. You just wish you could get your mouth on them. Suckle them like you would your mommy's tit. Oh, I see that glimmer in your eyes. You got quite the mommy issues when it comes to sucking on these tatas.
How about these volcanoes, huh? Don't they look like they could erupt in your mouth? Feeling your mouth with that warm lactating milk? If they could even do that to begin with.
How adorable. He's trying to move his body even when it can't move. Darling, that tentacle isn't going anywhere, and neither are you.
Could you imagine, though? Look at his brow, furrowed with rage at not being able to touch us. He wants to take that frustration out on us, but this tentacle is keeping him from getting anywhere. Oh, but a part of him likes it. Such a shame. All that pent-up sexual frustration, but nothing to do with it.
Oh, I hear groaning. He's getting quite upset because two hot ladies are taunting him. He can't even use his own package to get out of a predicament. Such a shame. And a part of him just wants to stay there. But a part of him wants to get out. Which one is it, darling?
You're hardly a man if you can't fight off a tentacle that's strapping you down. Who would want to be with a guy that can't even bother to break from his paralysis to try and get his grubby hands on our lovely tits?
Well, that sounds not good.
Just think about it, Crystal. This guy probably wants to get his hands on his meat to jerk it off. Oh, but he can't even touch us. His big demons are squeezing in on him to keep that from happening. Keep him from just touching his little dick. What's the matter, cutie? Are you getting angry? Not being able
Courtney,
to touch us.
You might want to walk that back a bit.
You must be, because your dick's getting bigger. You must be having quite the hate boner over us. So lustful. Does the constant teasing rile you up? Are you getting pissed off? Good. You better be. Let's see you get so mad you load out under those sheets. And won't that be a big mess for you to clean up?
Courtney, I need to insist that we keep it down a little.
What's the matter now, Crystal? You aren't about to back out of this, are you? I mean, it's okay if you do, but you know. It's so fun to play with someone with a tentacle wrapped around them. I mean, just look at him. He can't even move.
That tentacle is precisely the problem. Don't you see how it's loosening up off his body?
Wait. What's it doing? Is he overcoming his own sleep paralysis?
Well, yes, that does seem to be quite the case, doesn't it? But I'm starting to think that even it is tired of the constant teasing we're putting on.
What? But how can he be annoyed at us? He loves us! He wouldn't have dreamed of us here if he didn't want to fuck us!
How should I know? Do I look as though I could speak to tentacle sleep demons? Do I have a camera that can see through its soul?
You're from a planet of dinosaurs! Can't you talk to them?
Well, in spite of tentacled species being as ancient as- you slimy creepy crawler. Are you gonna use me for some sexual acts?
Oh, he's getting up too! How'd he break through his sleep paralysis?
The poor fool must have the power of horny to overtake his sleep. Courtney, see if you could tackle him down.
Ah!
I said you tackle him, not the other way around.
He took me by surprise. I can't...
For the love of... Courtney, much like you trying to take down the trainer in your base, you're proving yourself to be completely useless right now. Oh. Oh, you tentacle. My pussy wasn't supposed to be for you, but if you want to warm me up...
Okay, you got lucky on that one. But we can get free of this tentacle, and we'll be back. We'll get you back good.
Well, we were the ones in control, but now it seems that... that dick of yours is going near my pussy!
Oh god, his fingers are drilling my cunt. How can such a loser know how to please me like this?
Just wait until you're taking his dick. Oh, yes, yes. Bring my furry snatch. Fuck it raw. Grind that dick into my sheath. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I mocked you beforehand.
Keep rubbing. Keep rubbing. Keep rubbing. Your fingers are clawing into my spongy area. I can't describe how good this feels. Keep pumping those knuckles against my tunnel entrance. It never hurt so good before now.
So good. The dick is so good. I can't believe a sad excuse for a human is making my furry cunt feel this good. Gah! It's bigger than I could imagine. Baby, it's hitting my cervix. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Ram it. Ram my cervix. Let me feel you penetrate my womb.
That can't... That shouldn't be possible. When the dick enter, it pushes... Oh, Orpheus, yes! I'm gonna come!
So good. Your cock is so good. Go ahead, you fucking stud. Breed me. Fill me with your human jizz. We can make another fox-human hybrid baby. Breed that cunt. Breed it! Breed it! Wait! Don't leave me! Put your cock back in me! I need it! I feel empty without your shaft.
Oh, that's a good dick. It's much better than fingers. I see why you wanted him to break your cervix. Yes. Fill my cunt with your cock. Shoot your jizz inside of me. Let it erupt inside my cave. Pull your stack into my tunnel.
No. Don't you dare take that dick away from me, you purple hot psychopath. That's my breeding stick you're taking. I want to be the one he mates with. Come on, stick it back in me before the tentacle monster gets some more ideas.
No, his dick is mine. He's giving me his all and I love it. It's gonna be my eggs he fertilizes. We can continue Team Magna anew with our armies of babies to train.
Please, fill me up. Fill me with something, anything. I'll take the damn fingers if I have to. Oh, yes, that's good enough. Pump into that spongy thing. Nah, my mind's so far gone, I can barely think of the right words anymore. Brain too mushy.
Cock is good. Cock is much good. Breed whole. Breed, Courtney. Breed. No! Give cock back. Give your cock back to me, please.
Oh, cock feels good. Cock keeps me nice and warm. Impregnate with cock. Pumping veins. Pumping into me. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck me!
No fair! I deserve cum too! Oh, you must still have baby powder inside of you. Well, go ahead. Break me with your shaft. Give me what you gave her. That was worth every second of teasing, Kim.
Oh, indeed it was. Maybe we should do this more often.
Considering the grip from this tentacle, I have a feeling we'll be here for a while anyways. Judging by that look in his eyes, a while might be an understatement.
Ha 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 ha